Hey Vols fans, welcome to another episode of Tennessee Fan Talk. Our Vols putting it on the Commodores, ending their hopes for a bowl game, ending their two-week bashing of Florida and Kentucky. They've won two SEC games against probably the two worst SEC opponents this year. It was great. Nonetheless, it was great. Rainy day in Nashville. Milton looked good early on the deep ball. And then, as we suspected right here, maybe not that guy, but this guy, six overthrows on the deep ball, couldn't make it happen. Something you can't teach. Not at this point. Not at his age. We'll get into that. We'll talk a little bit of men's basketball, bringing home the trophy in the Battle for Atlantis from the Bahamas, knocking off Kansas. Huge win. Huge win. We got a lot to talk about. We'll get into it. Talk about the college football playoff. Talk about our new ranking. All that. It's going to be a fun episode. Tennessee Fan Talk. Get in here.
Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a Swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.
Hey Vols fans, welcome to Tennessee Fan Talk, the show that is by Tennessee fans for Tennessee fans and your source for hilarious weekly updates on everything Volunteers. And now for the moment you've been waiting all week for, here is Brandon Bird and the Duke.
Guys, we got myself, Brandon Bird. We got, as always, the Duke. That way. Hey, there it is.
Yeah, not to be confused with Duke Blue Devils.
You can find him and comment along with him. He'll chat back with you anytime, especially on his favorite topics, one of them being Tennessee football. Mm-hmm. Catch him Twitter, at Brad Rush. I don't like the Twitter for my personal account. It's
That's all I've got. I have nothing else.
It's too hard to keep up with. I mean, Tennessee fans are deep into Twitter. I will. I mean,
it's almost on the edge of cult.
More so than any other platform. I mean, Tennessee's.
Well, deep. That's the best place to talk shit, if we're being honest.
It is. Yeah. It is. And
keyboard it warriors, is. Buddy. I don't partake in it. I just read it, and I think it's funny.
It is funny. But it's good. It's good to get along in it. We're going to let's talk about the game first. Let's talk about the Vandy beatdown, absolute beatdown. First off, raining the entire time. Not as cold as what I thought it was going to be.
Mm-hmm.
As far as the game stats go, Tennessee only 16 first downs because they didn't need them once they got into the second half and was just running the ball from the first time they touched it on when the offense got back on the line. 513 total yards, 0 for 7 on third down conversions is a little embarrassing. 2 for 3 on fourth down, and then of course 100% in the red zone yet again. Now there's one thing that the screen here is blocking at the bottom. There it is. Possession time.
Possession.
16. I love it.
Just a little over one quarter.
those last.
How many possessions did we have? I'm not going to do the math. I was trying to
think
figure
it
out.
I think it was 12. Was it 12?
So let's just say over a minute and a quarter, whatever.
Oh, those ones, possession. they were 14 second time of possession, 29 seconds on the Jabari 52 yard, 14 seconds on the Jalen Wright 50 yard, 12 seconds on the Jalen Wright 83 yard, 13 seconds on the Dylan Sampson 80 yard.
We'll take it.
Gotta love that. Gotta love it. Tennessee did well on penalties of 5 for 35.
Mm-hmm.
3 sacks for 19 yards. Took 0 sacks against.
Yeah, did you expect them, though? I mean, our offensive line's been pretty good all
year. It's been pretty good. We had 13 tackles for loss for another 55 yards. That's huge.
Yep.
They did get us for 3 tackle for loss. Huge difference.
I agree.
With Jeremy Banks on the field. I agree. Huge. Now, granted, it was Vanderbilt, but still.
Still.
AJ Swan looking better than Mike Wright. Why they left?
Why they put Wright back in? I don't know.
No clue. I don't understand why it took them so long to pull him out. You know, it wasn't working.
Well, I guess they figured that it was. I mean, AJ Swan's the throwing guy, right? More than Wright's what I'm saying.
Correct. Yeah.
But with the weather, the weather was not indicative to passing the football.
But if you were going to take advantage of our weak corners.
Yeah, and we didn't have any corners yesterday.
I mean, it was the injury report was long. Mm,
yep.
They said, we got an injury report list here. Y'all got a minute? You want some coffee? Can I pour you something?
Yeah.
It's going to be long.
But we'll take it. Kirk Herbstreit can suck on them.
Keep them balls out your mouth, bowl.
Keep the balls out or put the balls in your mouth.
What does that do for Tennessee? Well, in the AP rankings, which came out, we record this on Sunday night. AP rankings, of course, coming out today, moving Tennessee up to number 7. Alabama, of course, goes right along with us, up 2 to number 6. Georgia is still in the top spot. Michigan at number 2. TCU at number 3. And how USC beat Notre Dame. I mean, we almost had quite a few things going the way that we wanted. Still a little bit of scenario over last week. You know, we talked with our guest, Rad Remington. And, I mean, you still could have TCU lose. Buddy,
Alabama's going again before we do.
And watching, you know, a lot of people don't like Florida. A lot of people don't like Chris Doering. Of the group of the SEC football final, Chris Doering was the only one that had our back.
I saw that.
And he's like, what do you mean? How do you put in Alabama over Tennessee when Tennessee beat them and LSU beat them and Tennessee beat the crap out of LSU? How do you do it?
Well, apparently they think the Georgia loss is not as good as a loss as what people think. And then obviously, you know, the South Carolina.
I mean, the South Carolina, we ended our own chances, but maybe the stars will shine. If not, I look forward to December the 3rd. That is next Sunday. I'm sorry. Is it Saturday night or is it Sunday night? The 4th.
I can selection, tell you real quick.
Selection Sunday.
That is, yes. That is this upcoming Sunday.
A week from today. December 4th, 7 o'clock. Maybe we need to do that live.
I mean, we're not gonna get in the Final Four, so who cares?
Just do a little bowl selection. Come on, New Year's 6. It's been a long time.
True, it has been, but I'm a firm believer that if you don't make it in the Final Four, who cares?
Who cares?
The Sugar Bowl weighs as much as the Liberty Bowl when it comes to stats. Who cares?
It's good for recruiting. It's good for morale to say.
The recruits want to be in the Final Four, bro. They don't give a damn about the Liberty Bowl.
It does bother me. What I don't want to see
there's too many bowls.
There's a whole bunch of people not playing. Because
obviously we know Cedric Tillman's not going to play. I would have to suspect Hyatt's probably not going to play. I mean, that's the big two. Who else is there that there's a chance at?
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, do you think
it'll matter? It will matter in a couple years when we're at the 12 team.
Oh, well, then yeah, and then we'll say after that the bowl games really don't count. I mean, when you get the bowl games are like dead. Who cares?
Yeah.
I mean, death. You just split up money after that.
Yeah, death of bowl game. How do you kill off all the bowl games?
Because I tell you what, the only people like to watch it the people that gamble more than I do. Other than that, I mean, you talk about it's just
so
the new Air Bowl, the Yankee new. I mean, there's just oh my Swanee, all kinds
we,
of bowls.
We have still yet to receive our affiliate certificate with BetMGM, but
we're working on it.
Working on it, and I did just have this feeling. I was like, you know, I didn't feel good about it. I'm just going to go ahead and do it. Tennessee for the win. Tennessee winning at half, and Tennessee over 38 and a half.
Mm-hmm.
Ka-ching.
A little parlay.
A little parlay action. Ka-ching. I was a little nervous going in at the half, and then – of course, they did what they did.
Hey, you know what? You know what Will Levis proved to us this year?
He's a bum.
Besides that, is that obviously they kind of under. I'm trying to think of the word here. Underachieved, right? But what Will Levis proved is that you don't have to have a great quarterback to be somewhat decent. So I'm not worried about Joe Milton next year.
I think that the first game that he gets us near a loss or a loss, unsuspected loss, that they pull him.
In Joe Milton, we trust. If Hendon Hooker trusts him, I trust him.
Hendon Hooker had to live with him. That's a little different. We're going to take a short break. And while you're watching this ad, you could always skip over, go to Kanzuri.com. We talk about being a little taller.
I don't worry about that.
Code to the grab an inch or two. Basketball season, now that we're moving over
Viagra
into basketball
for shoes.
Season.
Viagra
we could,
for shoes.
We could call it the above the rim section.
Viagra for shoes.
Viagra for shoes. Check out the link below for your 15% discount at Kanzuri.com. So that next week, that would be Saturday the 3rd at 4 p.m. Eastern. LSU, Georgia.
Georgia's going to blow the doors
And Georgia's going to absolutely blow the doors
Second biggest frauds in the SEC this year is LSU.
Is LSU. So
that's the second biggest fraud.
While we're on it, we'll just finish this up here. We both say Georgia. What do you got on the score?
Well, the mailman's been slow starting here lately. But Georgia's kind of like one of those Alabama teams that has to get hyped up like they play better in bigger games, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And this is the pinnacle of the SEC anyway. Some would say it rivals the national championship, just saying. I mean, I think they beat them 42-21, 42-28, something like that. I mean, they boat raced them.
I'll put you in the middle and go 42-24.
That's fine. Whatever, right? I mean, that's fine. I don't care. I think they're going to boat race them.
I'm close to you. I'm at a 38-21. And we'll see.
I mean, we'll see. Boutte is supposed to be the best receiver in the SEC. He hasn't done squat this year.
Well, we'll see. They better pull out everything they got, fake accents and all.
Yeah, I mean, Brian Kelly has proven to be a good coach. But their roster is much better than ours. I mean, much better than ours when it comes to talent.
On the hardwood. Men's balls put it together. They're 5-1. Knock off Kansas in the battle for Atlantis tournament, which I was meant to pick up. When's the last time we went to that? I know we're not an every year thing. They don't have anyone the same there every year. Crazy how quick they've already posted the 2023 attendees. Nonetheless, we knock off Kansas. They're number 3 in the nation at that time. And stopped their 17-game winning streak. Vols are had to get through the semifinals through overtime. And like you said, they live and die by the 3.
The double-edged sword, my high school was the same. So, But you have to, yeah, when you live and die by the three, it's very exciting or very disappointing. There's no in the middle right now.
So, you got North Texas, UTSA on Friday, Utah, USC on Friday at 7 p.m. Eastern. That's actually probably going to be a pretty good game.
Who?
Utah and USC for their championship.
They've already played one, and Utah's already beat them once, right? Utah beat them by 1 point.
I feel like that I'm is pretty true. Sure. Is that their one loss? Mm-hmm. I feel like that was their one loss. You got Kansas State, TCU as the early game on Saturday.
I don't. It doesn't matter. Even if TCU loses that game, I still think they're in. But I think Kansas State will win that game.
That'd be nice. I mean, it's going to be a big challenge for them. You got UCF and Tulane, one of the 3 o'clock Saturday games.
Boy, word on the street is Tulane's coach is going to Georgia Tech. Which is, I feel like that's a terrible decision, but whatever.
We definitely need to get into coaching carousel maybe next week. I feel sorry for UCF in the Tulane game because they're going to be completely overshadowed by the LSU-Georgia game. And then Clemson-UNC, which doesn't matter at all.
No.
And Purdue and Michigan will definitely, unranked Purdue, will definitely...
Michigan might be the best team in the nation.
We'll see. Coaching carousel, of course, has already started. A couple moves here and there, a couple fires.
Yeah, Matt Rhule to Nebraska, which is a death statement. That's where coaches go to die.
They're worse than we are. They're in bad shape.
Good move, the guy from Cincinnati to Wisconsin, but we've also tried that.
No. But we were champions of life.
And we could build a house pretty well. We were very good at masonry. I mean, am I not right? That's... Why are you laughing so much?
Masonry.
That's what it was. We would build a wall brick by brick, and that's at the end of the day, that's the art of masonry. And then, I saw that on Twitter before we started. I don't remember who it was. Some random retweeted it that the guy from Tulane, which probably is their best year since they were in the SEC, because they were a founding member of the SEC, by the way, if you didn't know that.
Really?
They sure were. I looked it up yesterday, actually. Let me see if I can remember them all. Tennessee. Because the guy that started it was from Kentucky. I think he was the AD at Kentucky, but they did it at a hotel in Knoxville.
And there is a report out that Georgia Tech is closing in on Willie Fritz as the next head coach.
Yeah. All right. Bring up the founding members of the SEC. As you can see on the camera here, I have no Google. I'll shut the computer. I looked it up yesterday. I did Google it yesterday at Buffalo Wild Wings, but I was five beers deep, so I can't remember. I know there was two on there that were interesting.
Original members of the SEC?
Don't say. I'm going to guess and tell me how many. I'm going to get almost all of them, if not all of them.
All right.
So there's Tennessee,
mm-hmm.
Vanderbilt.
Yep.
Alabama.
Yep.
Auburn.
Yep.
Georgia.
Yep.
Florida.
Yep.
Swanee.
Yep.
Tulane.
Yep.
And then there was another one like... LSU.
Yep.
And then there was one that was weird, like Mississippi. It's not like Mississippi State and Ole Miss and Mississippi.
Mm-hmm.
And that's all of them, right? Kentucky.
Mm-hmm. One more.
Mm-hmm.
Did you say Auburn?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah. One more.
Tulane, Swanee, Tennessee. Georgia Tech. Bobby Dot Stadium.
I did not know that. For not being a pro SEC guy, I have never.
I have some Rain Man in me. When there's something, a touch of Asperger syndrome, when there's something I want to learn, I can remember it.
And I tell you, I watched a whole documentary about the Swanee, and they were not to be trifled with back in the day.
Now, I wonder what would hinder somebody I mean, if you in the long haul, you'd have to think that Tulane and Swanee and Georgia Tech would be in a better place if they would have stayed.
Yeah, we want to thank you so much for increasing our reach out into the sports
around,
world.
Reach around
this,
out into the...
this season. We your support has helped us go out and you know, grab a couple people to maybe affiliate with, team up with, to offer you discounts and help us pay for what it costs to run all this. We do appreciate it.
I ain't cheap.
Appreciate the, it ain't cheap. We appreciate the growth. And now with our new sponsor, speaking of growing.
Get you a pair of Azuri shoes.
Get you a pair. Kanzuri.
Kanzuri, that's it.
They make short kings taller.
They make short kings tall kings.
I love it.
Well, they don't exactly, maybe not tall. Kanzuri. That's a relative. It's relative.
.com. The
because if you still get, if you're still 5'2 and you get a pair of them and you're still 5'5, you're relatively short, but you still feel better about yourself.
But you feel better about yourself.
All about that.
Yeah. See?
At the end of the day, we're building people up here.
Building them up.
And the only people we're breaking down are Kentucky fans.
And Vanderbilt.
Nah, Vanderbilt don't have any fans. You got to have fans to break down.
Yeah, I had a conversation with them. They said, you know how long it took me? This was the worst Saturday of all. We couldn't get out of downtown quick. You know, it, so much traffic. And I was like,
I would have to suspect that most of Vanderbilt's alumni are out of New York City. They have came from New York City. They're not in. They're not from the state of Tennessee. Now, maybe, I mean, you'd have to think University of Tennessee, most people are from the state. But maybe. Kentucky, I bet less than 20% of Kentucky graduates are from, born and raised in the state of Tennessee.
Nope.
Less than 20%.
Yeah, Yeah, I would
say. Maybe less than 10.
Yeah.
But also, you got to take also the demographic that people from Tennessee is probably not that smart, and it's really hard to get into Vanderbilt. And I'm from Tennessee, so I can say that.
So my can Mize can say that.
Yeah.
Yuns can say it.
Yuns can say it.
Guys, down. Look at that. So I don't have to edit any of this. Look at that. Bop, 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 bop. Wherever you are, we are. We are at TN Fan Talk. Follow along with football season. We'll have a couple more of these strictly football shows. We'll make our 2023 extremely off the wall, way too early predictions in the next 2 weeks, and then keep you updated.
Spoiler:
I'm
probably going to go 6-6.
Mine is going to change from when we do it now to when August rolls around. Yeah. I want to know
when you go. When you go watch the spring game, when you go watch the orange and white game,
yeah. Yes, we do. We can see.
You want to talk about one of the most boring things I've ever done in my life? It's gone to Orange and White game.
You could have built a wall if you went while Butch was there.
He already built it.
He was built.
I mean, he was. I heard he also taught masonry at the University of Tennessee, one and two. Mortar. I mean, cinder blocks.
This is how you put water and mix it back. Mm.
Yeah. Quickcrete.
Yep. Quickcrete. Mm. Go balls.
Balls in your mouth.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.